Dragons of the Air by Harry Seeley. Chapter 1. Flying Reptiles. The history of life on the Earth during the epochs of geological time unfolds no more wonderful discovery among types of animals which have become extinct than the family of fossils known as flying reptiles. Its coming into existence, its structure, and passing away from the living world are among the great mysteries of nature. The animals are astonishing in their plan of construction. In aspect, they are unlike birds and beasts which in this age hover over land and sea. They gather into themselves in the body of a single individual, structures which, at the present day, are among the most distinctive characters of certain mammals, birds, and reptiles. The name flying reptile expresses this anomaly. Its invention is due to the genius of the great French naturalist Cuvier, who was the first to realize that this extinct animal, entombed in slabs of stone, is one of the wonders of the world. The word reptile has impressed the imagination with unpleasant sound, even when the habits of the animals it indicates are unknown. It is familiarly associated with life which is reputed venomous and is creeping and cold. Its common type, the serpent, in many parts of the world takes a yearly toll of victims from man and beast, and has become the representative of silent, active strength, dreaded craft, and danger. Science uses the word reptile in a more exact way to define the assemblage of cold-blooded animals which, in familiar description, are separately named serpents, lizards, turtles, hatteria, and crocodiles. Turtles and the rest of them survive from great geological antiquity. They present from age to age diversity of aspect and habit, and in unexpected differences of outward proportion of the body, show how the laws of life have preserved each animal type. For the vital organs which constitute each animal a reptile, and the distinctive bony structures with which they are associated, remain unaffected or but little modified by the animal's external change in appearance. The creeping reptile is commonly imagined as the antithesis of the bird. For the bird overcomes the forces that hold even man to the earth, and enjoys exalted aerial conditions of life. Therefore the marvel is shared equally by learned and unlearned, that the power of flight should have been an endowment of animals sprung from the breed of serpents or crocodiles, enabling them to move through the air as though they, too, were of a heaven-born race. The wonder would not be lessened if the animal were a degraded representative of a nobler type, or if it should be demonstrated that even beasts have advanced in the battle of life. The winged reptile, when compared with a bird, is not less astounding than the poetic conceptions in Milton's Paradise Lost of degradation which overtakes life that once was amongst the highest. And on the other hand, from the point of view of the teaching of Darwin in the theories of modern science, we are led to ask whether a flying reptile may not be evidence of the physical exaltation which raises animals in the scale of organization. The dominance upon the earth of flying reptiles during the great middle period of geological history will long engage the interest of those who can realize the complexity of its structure, or care to unravel the meaning of the procession of animal forms in successive geological